Okay, good evening, everybody. This shiur is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of my mother-in-law, Faiga Tzipora Bat Hadassa, Mitoch Shachrei Yisrael. May she have Refuah Shleima, and also whoever needs Refuah Shleima also will have a speedy recovery in Refuah Shleima. We are in the days of Sefiras HaOmer, and as we all know, there are certain restrictions that we have at Sefiras during the time of Sefira time. And honestly, the restriction that influences me the most is the restriction of music. I don't shave regularly. I only shave when I go to the barber. That's usually once in a month, once a month and a half, 2 hours. So it's from time to time. So it's not really a big problem for me. And I'm not invited to too many weddings. So that's also that really mashpia alai. So the thing that influences me the most is the restriction of hearing music on Sefiras HaOmer. And I want to learn with you guys tonight, whether is there really a restriction to hear music during the time of Sefiras HaOmer? Because if you open the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Sefiras HaOmer in Siman Tav Tzadik Yimel in Or HaChaim, you won't see anything about Sefiras HaOmer, about hearing music, about slow music, fast music, yet you don't see anything about it. So where does this actually come from? Is there a restriction at all to hear music during Sefiras HaOmer time? If there is, do we distinguish between certain types of music, fast music, slow music, shirei regesh? This week there is a Yom HaZikaron, and after that Yom HaTzmaut. But during Yom HaZikaron, in all of the ceremonies that they have in Israel, so they have beautiful, beautiful songs that we grew up on. I don't know if you're in Canada, but at least I grew up on these songs, Chesser Yehuda, Ma'avarechlo, beautiful, beautiful songs, but they're very emotional and slow songs. Can you hear these songs and have a singing night on Sefiras HaOmer during Yom HaZikaron? Is that okay? Is that okay? What about hearing music, not for the sake of hearing music, but for other sake? Let's say you're driving your car, you're about to fall asleep, can you put on music? Let's say you're in the gym, and when you put on music, so it helps you to run faster with more enthusiasm. So is that okay? So we'll see. We'll see all of these things. Before we start, I just want to show you in source number one, there's a fascinating Kuzari telling us how important music is in Yahadut, in Judaism. He says, "Aval chokhmata musica," in source number one, the chokhma of music, chashuv ba'uma. It's a very important thing in our nation. She mechabedet haniguneim u'ma'amedet otam al hagdolim sheba'am. V'hem bnei Levi. Those who are, it's their duty to handle music and to busy themselves with music are the most highest, most important people in our nation. And that is bnei Levi. They are the most important people in the Jewish nation. And they are those who busy themselves with music. Mitaskim b'nigunim b'bayit hanichbad b'itim hanichbadim. And they busy themselves with nigunim, with music, with song, b'bayit hanichbad, in Beis HaMikdash, b'itim hanichbadim, in the holy times, during the holy times of the Chagim, they sing. And as we all know, Shevet Levi were exempted from work. They didn't have to work at all. They didn't have any concern regarding their livelihood, because they used to get ma'asrot in order to enable them to do important things. And what are these important things that Bnei Levi are doing? Usually Shevet Levi is the symbol of Torah. According to the Kuzari, what did they do all the time? Lo hayalem esek zulati hamuzika. The only thing that they busied themselves was with music. Really, really amazing. So you see what an important thing music is in the Jewish nation. This is a Kuzari of Yehuda Levi, 700 years ago, considered to be a Rishon, how he holds of music. So Reb Chaim, Shakuach Kodoh, that you busy yourself, you're Shevet Levi, also a tremendous Talmid Chacham, and also an extremely inspiring musician. So that is just a bit of an introduction regarding the importance of music in Jewish heritage. Now, I want to actually change our question. I opened the question asking, where is it written that you're not supposed to hear music on Sefiras HaOmer? But actually, the question should be the opposite question. How is it that we are allowed to hear music at all nowadays, because you will see in source number 2, this is a Mishnah in Masechet Sota, Mishbatla Sanhedrin, Batel Hashir Beit HaMishtaot. Once that the Sanhedrin didn't sit anymore, and they were cancelled, and they went to exile, so there was no longer song in Beit HaMishtaot, in places where they used to serve wine. That includes also Simchas, places where they had wine, things like that. They did not have song. The reason, says the Talmud Yerushalmi, is that once they didn't have the Sanhedrin, so there wasn't any rabbinical supervision on the songs. In early days, so every song that came out, the Sanhedrin heard it, and said, okay, it's kosher. But once there's no longer Sanhedrin, Mishibatla HaSanhedrin, so now there's no supervision that was checking and making sure that the songs are okay. And then they added, Henomrim Divrei Nevela Bashir, that once there's no longer Eimat Sanhedrin, that the fear of the Sanhedrin, so the songs are no longer the same songs, and they're no longer appropriate as they are supposed to be. So that's according to the Mishnah Sota and the Yerushalmi, that today you're not supposed to hear songs in Beit HaMishteh. The Gemara Gittin says that today you should not hear songs maybe entirely. In source number 4, the Gemara Gittin, Zimra Minalan Dasu, song. How do we know that it is Aser? Sirtet v'katavlo, so he wrote him a letter and wrote him back. Al Tismach Yisrael, Al Gil Ba'amim, that there's a pasuk saying that today you should not be happy, you should not sing, you should not be full of song. And the reason is, in source number 5, says the Rambam, Chen gazru shelo lenagen b'klei shir, v'chol minei zemer, v'chol mashmiyei kol shel shir, asur lismoach b'em, v'asur leshom'an mipnei hachurban. That today, because of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, so we have many, many restrictions. We have to leave part of the house which is incomplete. We have to break a cup of glass in the wedding. Another restriction is not to hear music at all. This is a Mishnah in Sota, a Gemara in Gittin, a Rambam, and it is also Halacha Lemaisa in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in source number 6 says that one of the restrictions that you have now after the Churban, Chen gezru shelo lenagen b'klei shir v'chol minei zemer v'chol mashmiyei kol shel shir l'sameach b'em. And he's not saying anything about Beit HaMishteh, nothing. He said you should not say at all. You should not have any instruments, any song, any mashmiyei kol that brings you happiness. This is Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch says, Halacha Lemaaseh, today you should not play music, you should not sing, you should not play an instrument, you should not busy yourself with music whatsoever because of the Churban. So the question is, so it's not a good question, why is it Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer in Tav Tzedek Gimel that you're not supposed to hear music in Sfiras HaOmer because you're not supposed to hear music at all throughout the entire year since Churban Beit HaMikdash? So the question should be is, how is it that we're hearing music throughout the year? That is supposed to be the question. The question is not regarding Sfiras HaOmer, why we should not hear Sfiras HaOmer. The question is, why is it that we hear a song throughout the year? That is the question that we need to deal with, first of all. Yeah, everything's okay? Good. There are more source sheets here if you want. The Ramah, he limits it a bit, and he says it's not necessarily all song in every single person. The Ramah says, Davka Misheragil Behem, in source number 6, Yeshem Rim, Davka Misheragil Behem, only those who are used to all the time, busy themselves with music, Kigom Melachim She'omdim V'shochvim B'klei Shir, or Beit HaMishteh, he says it's only if a person is used to it, and he goes to sleep with music, and wakes up in the morning with music. If you'll see in source number 7, Shevet Halevi, Rav Ozner says, that he tries to find a reason why is it okay to hear music today, but it's definitely a problem to have an alarm clock that is actually a radio that you wake up in the morning to song, because the Rama says that they should not go to sleep and wake up with music. And when you have the alarm clock that wakes you up, if it's with the traffic and with the news, that's already okay. But if you wake up to music, it's a problem. There's no heter whatsoever. Says Rav Vosner, contemporary Posek, passed away just a few years ago, said that there's no heter whatsoever to wake up in the morning hearing music, because you should somehow limit music in your life since the Churban. So the question is again, how is it that we hear music today at all? Do you have any idea, maybe? Yeah. The As far as I know, the Gemara does not yet tell us anything about that. We will see, poskim will say that no, certain poskim and rishonim that say that maybe it's only a certain type of music, a kind of music that doesn't have nice words, and the ideas that the song is projecting that is a problem. But if it's a music that brings you close to Hashem, might be okay. The Gemara doesn't say that, but that's your idea in the meantime. We'll see that there are certain poskim who say that as well. Any other idea why music today could be okay? Suggestions?
Type of music and the music there.
Sorry?
It's a different type of music.
I have no idea. Is it? I have no idea.
But also today it's on the radio. You don't hear it there.
Ah, so you're saying that maybe hearing on the radio or hearing a CD or hearing it in the stereo system is okay. Okay, very good. That's another answer we'll see. Very good.
We're dealing with reality. We're not
of that
material.
You.
Obviously,
there are heterim, of course. I'm just asking why they're heterim. You're saying that today we can't live without it. Okay, so, but that's because we grew up with this. So let's see. So there's a beautiful, beautiful Rambam in Shmona Pelakim. The Rambam was beyond being one of the greatest Torah scholars ever. So he was also a doctor. And he also knew both the physical medicine and also the Refuas HaNefesh, psychology and not spiritual. Refuas HaNefesh meaning also psychology, what the Nefesh needs. And he says in the Shmona Pelakim, very fascinating perek in the Shmona Pelakim, so he writes there in source number 8, V'chem mi shehitorer alav mara shchora. A person is in depression. He has a mara shchora. Yasira b'shmi'at ha'nigunim u'b'minei ha'zemer u'v'tiyul ha'ginot ובניינים נעים וחברת הצורות היפות. He says, you want to know what is the medicine for Mara Shchora? If a person, lo aleinu, is in depression, what can bring him happiness? So he should hear music, שמיעת הניגונים, מיני זמר, all kind of types of song. טיולי הגינות, yes, recreation, to go on a trip, to go sightseeing, to go seeing this, go seeing that, seeing בניינים נעים, beautiful buildings, going inside museums, all kind of things, חברת הצורות היפות. When you see these things, this brings calm to your nefesh, it calms you down, and it takes you out of this depression. And by that, this is the remedy, this is the medicine, this is the medical treatment that this person needs if he has what's called mara shchora, depression, sadness in life. So because of that, says the Shut Maharshag, he was a rabbi in Hungary, I forgot his name, his last name was Greenfield, if I'm mistaken, the Maharshag, in source number 9, and he also brings from Shalat Kedusha of Reb Chaim Vital, that one of the worst things that could be an obstacle in your avodas Hashem is atzvus, being sad. וכן נראה בחוש שהעצבות הוא מודע רעה ומביא לידי כמה עבירות. ואם כן, מישהו עלול בטבעו לעבוד לעצבות חס ושלום, בוודאי אין עליו חטא אם שומע כל פונוגרף, תקליטים, להפיג צערו. So he says that nowadays we are but certain people, he says, are in atzvus. They might fall into depression. They might have what's called this mara shchora, and it's a terrible thing, both physically and also spiritually. So in that case, you could hear music. Yeah?
You're saying that after the korban, they weren't going to fall into depression because they didn't have music?
Uh-huh.
It's
a very good point. Very good point. You're saying that. After Chorban, of course we will be depressed. It could be that in the beginning we weren't so depressed. Do you miss Bais HaMikdash so much?
What?
Do you?
I would say for us, it's unfortunately it's so far away.
It could be also for them. Chas v'Shalom. But I think it's a problem that I personally have. I don't know if I really yearn for it and feel depressed. Oh, where is Bais HaMikdash? I want so much to now take a lamb and go and shecht it and throw the blood and see all the descriptions of Kuban Pesach. It was so hard to get to Greece on Pesach, going through Netbag. So all of us going together to Bais HaMikdash, it's very hard. So can I say that I really feel depressed not having it? It's a problem. I should feel depressed. But I don't think that we do. And I'm not sure that during that time of Chorban Beit HaMikdash, those who were depressed as well. I'm not sure. Again, it's a problem that I don't feel this way, of course.
Basically, this happened in the blood.
No, so he distinguishes between people that already are depressed. He says people that are not depressed don't have any heter, and he says that we cannot be mochet anyone. I can see someone hear music and say, "Hey, what are you doing? You look too happy." He says, "You don't know. You can never know." He says, but we'll see that also in source 14, the Piskei Tshuvos, that today, I mean, all of us need it. All of us need it. Even if it's not really depression, it's mara shchora, and as scary as it is, all of us seem to need it. We need to have in life, we have to have this recreation, we have to have this thing that brings us happiness and joy to life, because now we know how harmful this thing is. So this is heter number one. Yeah, so this is very easy. So heter number one, how is it that we hear music nowadays? According to Rambam, since a person that has mara shchora is depressed, has sadness, the music can help him. All of us need some music in our lives to bring us happiness in our lives. That's heter number one. Heter number two, says the Chulkas Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Breisch, he was a Rav in Zurich, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, in Zurich. And he says, Yesh od svara gdola la'atir, kivan devish'at ha'gzera le'sor ha'zimra metan ha'velut, lo ya'adayin radio. Says the Chalkes Yaakov, when the rabbis instituted and said they could no longer hear music, so they said you can no longer hear music coming from the mouth or coming from instruments, but there wasn't this device called a radio. They didn't have a radio at the time, so the radio was not included in that gezerah. CDs, music, things like that were not included at the time. So since it wasn't in the gezerah, so in that case, there's no problem. He says it could be that you have new instruments. He says, I don't know if at the time they had guitars, or they had cellos, or they had saxophones. I assume they did not have during that time. But it's all considered to be a kli negina, an instrument that produces music. But a radio is something else entirely. He says, "Panim chadoshos ba'u lekan." It's an entirely new invention. This thing, he says, is not included in the gzeira. So, because of that, you can hear music from a CD, from radio, going to a concert. Seems to be a bit of a problem according to Chalkes Yaakov. But maybe if there are microphones, so you're actually hearing the microphones, so maybe it's okay. I don't know. But he says, since it's something new, "Panim chadoshos ba'u lekan." So, because of that, it is. Okay, that is the Chalkes Yaakov with heter number two. I think that's what you said, right? Right, younger.
You know, they have the instruments which make the music even better.
Yeah.
Then they wouldn't be able to block. Right? In fact, there's things that they do.
Nowadays, most of the music that we hear on the radio is not a real instrument. It's all digital.
Yeah. So that is a big debate in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, so the meaning of Yerushalayim is not to, according to certain circles, not to have in weddings instruments. You can have only one instrument. So the question, what is going to be that instrument? So if you go to the more frum communities, the more extreme, I don't say extreme, because also in heaven you had that. So you have drums. It's like a bang in the head. That's what you have in weddings. But certain people have in weddings in Yerushalayim, they have an organit, a keyboard. And many poskim say that, wait a second, no, keyboard is the best instrument in the world. It has everything. You could have inside their drums, you could have their piano, you could have their guitar, you have whatever you want. So there's a debate how to view the keyboard. But maybe the same thing would be also regarding this. Harav Vozner, he thinks differently than the Chalkes Yaakov, and he says that the Gzera also was against not only instruments, but also against the radio, also against CD players. And the Rambam says so explicitly. Why does Rambam say so explicitly? Because Rambam says, Chen Gzera Shalom again b'kirei shir, instruments, kol minei zemer, v'chol mashmi'ei kol. Everything that produces voices. Kol mashmi'ei kol. What is Rabban talking about? You already said klei shir, you said already klei zemer. What is now the chiddush? What are you adding with kol mashmi'ei kol? Anything that is producing sound. So he says, Rav Vozner, that the Rambam, I don't know if he really had this nivua, knowing that there's going to be CD players and radios and things like that, but he said that every single instrument, whatever, any single device that produces sound or voice is also not only kli negina, not only musical instruments like drums or saxophone, but every single thing that can produce sound, kol mashmi'ei kol. And he says this is also included The Kumash Miakol, see in the last line in source number 12. Vocal meaning
voice.
That's so there is what? It could be. No, it could be. We're going to see that there is a discussion regarding, of course, a cappella, what's called the musica vocalit. I saw a response called Vakasta de Anya of Sperber. So he was a rabbi in Hungary a few hundred years ago, and he said that the Mashmi Kol teaches us about singing birds. In early times, people that were wealthy, so they had in their house, instead of a stereo system or a beautiful piano, they had some kind of bird that was singing for them. I don't know if it was a bluebird or whatever it was.
A canary,
right, yeah. I just remember Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. I don't know. So, okay. So, canary. So, all kind of birds that they used to sing. So, that was including Rambam. But you know, it could be also voices. So, it says that Rav Ozner and Shishav Levi, in the last three lines, Elad HaRambam Sagar Aleinu Tashar. He closed the gate. Ve'asar Kol Mashmiya Kol Shir Shebaolam. And he prohibited every single thing that produces sound in the world. Even if it's not something which is a musical instrument, like a saxophone or something like that. Even though this instrument was not in that time, and was not included in the Gzera, but this is included in the concept of Kol Mashmiya Kol. So, heter number two, which was recorded music, radios, things like that, that is questionable. Chalkis Yaakov said that it was not included in the Gzera of the time, but Rav Ozner says, yes indeed, it was. Rambam anticipated that we have all kinds of new inventions, iPods, things like that, and every Kol Mashmiya Kol would be prohibited. That is Shevet Levi against heter number two. Heter number three, four, and five. So, Moshe Sturmbach in source 13, he basically brings, he tries to bring many heterim, but in the end he says that his minhag is to be machmir entirely. He is discussing, you'll see in source 13, Shela, Avot shemelamdim bnotehem lenagem ba'akordion, clarinet, v'chadome imutar. Is it okay to teach just your daughters? I don't know why he didn't ask about boys. But for some reason, the question was about daughters. Teach the daughters to play the accordion, the clarinet, or any kind of musical instrument. Is it okay? So he brings before Rosh Hashanah Aruch that you're not allowed to have any instruments today, and it's not okay. Then he says, "V'nei zvan acharon hechelu abanot lavod b'limud negina lefarnes abal kedei shuchal leshev libot Torah." That's why he brings only an example of girls, because boys are supposed to learn Torah all day long. They don't have time to play the accordion. So now you have these girls learning this new business of playing the accordion, and in order to allow their husbands to learn Torah all day long. So, is it okay or not okay? Says Moshe Sturmbach. If you have another purpose beyond simcha, omanut, this is your parnasa, so it is okay. So the Shulchan Aruch said, if you be medayek in the Shulchan Aruch, so he says, yeah, in source number six, back again. So everything is prohibited. If the purpose is for simcha, but if the purpose is for parnasa, so in that case, it is okay. If your parnasa is to bring happiness, to bring simcha.
The person
who's
getting paid.
What? No, but he's happy from the money, not from the music. The girl is bringing. What? Yeah. Not for non-Jews. Could be. Yeah, could be. Playing for non-Jews. Yeah, it could be. Could be. Rav Chaim, were you ever invited to a non-Jewish wedding?
I was once asked to play by somebody came after the chuppah and said, we really enjoyed it. Can you come play it? Our daughter who's married, probably she's married a non-Jew. Would you do it? I said, find somebody else.
Okay. So.
the only
wedding he could have done is that wedding. So he says that since it's parnasa and they're learning the instruments, these instruments in order to have parnasa, it is okay. But he said he carries on and says this is not the only heter, says Moshe Sturmbach. He says ושמעתי שגם ברוסיה ופולין למדו לנגן והרבנים לא מחו. The girls and boys, they seem also learned to play instruments and the rabbis didn't protest. ונראה שהטעם שחכמים מתכוונים לשם שמיים, וכפי צורך הדור, וכשראו שאם הבנות לא תהיה להם תעסוקה, בעוונותינו הרבים יסבו בחובות באפס מעשה, שעלול להביא חס ושלום לדברים חמורים. לכן שתקו ולא מיחו. Says that, what else should you do? People are now looking things to do all the time. People are bored. People are looking for all kind of extracurricular, extra activities. What should they do? If they won't learn to play the accordion, who knows what they're going to do? Maybe Chas Shalom go play baseball, Shem Yishmo. So in that case, it'll be much better. Says Moshe Sternbach, today was the baseball, the kind of Blue Jays baseball team started to play. Today. Yeah, Moshe went to learn baseball. I'm very excited. So they went, so they said Chas Shalom to do other things. So they, because of that, learned to play instruments. That's the best thing possible. It's much better to learn an instrument rather than doing all kind of other bad things. And one last reason that he brings, if you've seen the Me'iri in Gittin, as Rav Avi Vaturi said, when the Gemara says that you should not have songs, it's because those songs during that time, as the Yerushalmi says in Sota, is because now the songs are songs of Pritzus. But if you know that this is a kosher song, with a kosher tune, with kosher words, so in that case it is okay. So we see a number of heterim, either because of the depression of the Marash Chora, people being sad, either because it is recorded, either because it's for the sake of Parnassa, either because it's better to have this rather than doing other things. And also, you also could always add the Meiri, who says that the Isra is only klishir that were used for nigunim of pritzus, but if the sake of the purpose of the song is for ruchnis, for vodas Hashem, for songs of longing to the Eibishter, so in that case it will be okay. And that is also what is brought in the Piskei Tshuvos in source 14. He says that today, chulshat adorot, atzavim rofefim, that today people are in stress all the time, and people are depressed. I think that the second most, nimkar, it's bought, the second most sold pill today, I think, which is sold is after the pills which are against headaches, are against depression. People are now depressed. People have a lot of stress in their lives. So you could have, instead of the pills, you could have music that can bring you happiness and joy to your life. And he also adds, וכן שמיעת שירה מביאה לידי דבקות בהשם יתברך וגורמת התעוררות אליהם לבדת השם. Song that bring you close to Hashem is also okay, but he says, אמנם כל הנעל הוא לימוד זכות, but all of these reasons that I'm giving you is only לימוד זכות. לכן תלמידי חכומים ואנשי מעשה המדקדקים במצוות, יש להם להימנע בשמיעת הניגונים מכלי זמר. He says, really? The halacha is, strictly speaking, what is the עיקר הדין? Not to hear music today. This is only for tremendous Talmidei Chachamim ve'anshei ma'aseh hamedakdekim b'mitzvot. But the rest of us, we are allowed to hear music because we need it for all kinds of reasons.
What's the heck if they have it by a chasana? That's not
people who are depressed. So it is for avodas Hashem, I assume. It's a simcha. Well, it's definitely a mitzvah. We're going to see, and we already learned in Sfichas Chover, that in certain times you're allowed to even ask a non-Jew on Shabbos to play during a Shabbat Brachas on Shabbos. So we see that maybe for the sake of a mitzvah it is okay, but you're right. I mean, I don't know what to say. Shechloch does bring that heter. For some reason they didn't bring here that every song for Simcha is okay, or for mitzvah is okay. But we did see a Shechloch saying they could have music instruments for even on Shabbos. Yeah. So anyways, yeah?
I just wanted to find out, so the first reason you gave was because it's bad music.
Marash Chora. Sorry?
So the Sanhedrin wasn't around.
No, the origins of the Gzera was because there's no longer Sanhedrin, and since there's no longer rabbinical supervision, so because of that, the songs became Divrei Nevela. It was in the process of the Churban.
Around the time.
Yeah, I don't exactly remember the timeline, unfortunately, but somewhere.
So what they're saying is that music isn't really
That is according to the Yerushalmi, but Rambam says that you should not be happy because of the Chulban. So the Rambam adds it because of the happiness that the joy that it brings to you. And today, since the Chulban, we should not be that happy. Yeah. No. Baruch Hashem, we have Avi Vaturi who knows every Tosfot about Peh by heart, and yeah. So okay, Shkoyach. Sorry, it's an explicit Ramos in source number 6. Tosfot. Yeah. You're a big Anav. Okay. So right, excuse me, in source number 6. וכבר נהגו כל ישראל אמר דברי תשבחות או השיר של הודעות וזכרו את חזק ושבחו על היין וכן לצאול מצווה כמו בית חלם קלה הכל השערי. Yeah, so this is an explicit Rama in source number 6.
So Chaim is okay.
What?
Chaim is okay.
Chaim is okay. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So that is regarding your music in general. Now we have to learn specific about Sefiras HaOmer. Where does that come from? So there are two times in the year that we are actually machmir, and we don't. What happened here? Did I not lose my recording? That two times in the year that we don't hear music usually. And that is Sefiras HaOmer and Bnei Mitzarim between Yom Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. So we'll see that there is a difference between Bnei Mitzarim and Sefiras HaOmer in sources 15 and 16. So when the tool brings us the halacha of Bnei Mitzarim in source 15, so he says v'shichnas av mema'atim besimcha. The halacha is that you have to reduce happiness, you have to lema'ed besimcha, you have to put down the simcha. However, in source 16, regarding Sefiras HaOmer times, the tool says noagim b'chol kumot shelo yisa isha v'pesach la'atzeret. V'atam, why don't we have weddings between Pesach and Shavuos? V'atam shelo l'arbot besimcha. It's not that there's an obligation to positively reduce the simcha, but you could be happy, but don't be too happy. Don't add more simcha. You could be happy, but don't be too happy. Shelo l'arbot besimcha. You see the difference? That whereas during the time of Chodesh Av, you have to reduce happiness, here he says, don't be too happy. You can be happy, but don't until a certain level. So you see that it's not the same level of avelus, it's not the same level of sadness, which is required at the time of Chodesh Av and Sefiras HaOmer. The same thing also, if you'll see in the Lashon of the prohibition of dancing during the time, those times. So Magen Avraham, source 17 says, Asur lasot rikudim miyuzem etemuz. You are prohibited from dancing from Yuzem etemuz. It's not allowed. Asur lasot. However, Magen Avraham says, regarding a dancing on Sefiras HaOmer time, he says, Nahagu lasot. Lasot rikudim, mecholot shereshot, Nahagu lasot. The menag is to prohibit it. But it's not asur lasot. So you see that the language always is much more severe in the time of Bnei Mitzarim, as opposed to the time of Sefiras HaOmer. That's also regarding the halacha that I mentioned a few days ago, that during the time of Sefiras HaOmer, you're allowed to buy new clothes, you are allowed to say Shehechiyanu, as opposed to the time of Bnei Mitzarim, you're not allowed to say Shehechiyanu, and you're not supposed to wear new clothes. Because as you see, that time you're supposed to reduce happiness, and Sefiras HaOmer time, you're just supposed to limit your happiness until a certain level, be allowed to be happy. It is okay to be happy. And because of that, it's always much more severe, the chumrot of Bnei Mitzarim, as opposed to the time of Sefirat HaOmer. Now, so let's see, what are the restrictions of Sefiras HaOmer time? In source number 20, Shulchan Aruch says, Noagim shelo lisa isha bin Pesach la'atzeret, mipish tazom, okay? Aval arasak shapir dami, v'chulei, he says, he brings that the minhag is not to get married. That's it. What the Shulchan Aruch brings is only regarding weddings. You're not supposed to have weddings on Sefiras HaOmer time. In the following Seif, it's not brought here, unfortunately. So he says that you should also not have a haircut or shave yourself, but nothing about music. And nothing about dancing as well. And then the Mishnah Berura, he brings the Magen Avraham that I previously quoted, and he said that lasot rikudim u'mecholot nahagu isur, but not mentioning anything about music whatsoever. So music, as we said previously, is not brought here at all. Again, it's not a big kashya, because as we said, halacha l'maaseh, you're not supposed to hear music the entire year, but it's not mentioned. So the poskim discuss about music in general during the time of Sefer Somer, and we see all kind of levels. Och Shulchan says that since the Achronim, Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berura say that you should not dance, lo rikudim mecholot, kol sheken she'asur lezamer beklei zemer. That if you are not allowed to dance on the time of Sefer Somer, so dancing is one level of happiness, but hearing music and playing instruments and hearing high quality music on Sefer Somer is a higher level of simcha. Kal v'chomer, you should not hear klei zemer. That's what he says on Chashulchan, because it's much more happier than dancing. I would have personally assumed that dancing is already something higher than just hearing music. You hear music and you start dancing. No, Chashulchan says that dancing is the lower level, and if you cannot dance on Sefer Somer, Kal v'chomer, you should not hear music on Sefer Somer. That is one of the major sources. When Chassid Chok, he says this idea in numerous mitzvot, every time that there's a chumrah, so he always takes it to the most highest level. He says, you want to know that hearing music on Sefer Somer time, it's not only a minag, it's not only derabanan, it's an iser deraisa. An iser deraisa. Why? He says, ain't safek. Madim. Shinhag, shalom itanag, b'klei zemeh, b'yam sfirah, gadol, koach haminag, ad yesh lomar, denogea b'yisur deoraita, dehavi kmo neder. That as the Chasam Sofer says, that every good hanhaga that a person has becomes immediately a neder. You see this thing regarding ma'isur money, ma'isur ksofim, that today giving ma'isur ksofim, according to majority of poskim, is only a minag. But you see the Chatam Sofer saying that no, since it's a good minag and doing it numerous times, it elevates itself and becomes a neder deoraisa. So today a person who is hearing music or not giving maestro money or eating kidneys, I think also they say this regarding kidneys, so it becomes already a neder nisur deoraisa. The Chasam says the same thing also regarding chalav stam. Regarding Chalav Nochri, he says that this already became an Isra Deraisa. It's not only a Mishnah Derabanan in the Avodah Zarah, it's already became an Isra Deraisa, because this is our Minag. And a good Minag becomes an Isra Deraisa of Neda, and it says that that's also regarding hearing music during Sefira time, an Isra Deraisa. He also brings in the second paragraph in Source 23, saying that he brings a lot of evidence supporting that music and musical instruments is a much bigger simcha than just dancing. And he brings what we previously mentioned, that according to Shulchan Aruch, you could ask a non-Jew to play musical instruments on chuppas, on Shabbos, because it's a makom mitzvah, and the simcha of Chatan V'Kal is so important with it. So you see the great significance and the great power of musical instruments has for the simcha of the Chasan Kala, for the simcha of weddings, for general simcha in life, it's a great, great simcha. So, he says, because of that, if you cannot dance on Sefer Somer time, kal v'chomer, ben v'nosh kal v'chomer, you should not hear music. So although we don't have a source saying don't hear music, but since there's a source don't dance, kal v'chomer, you should not hear music, because this is a much higher simcha, according to Aruch HaShulchan and Menachas Yitzchak and other poskim. Okay? Everything's good? Very good. What about hearing music from what's called in Hebrew musica vocalit, I think it's called a cappella in English, something like that. How's that called?
Acapella.
Acapella. That there isn't any instruments, just people singing and using their voices alone. Is that okay or is it not okay? So we'll start with
according to this guy, Mashiach came tomorrow and we still not have music.
No, no, Hashem will have music.
You'd say this is like
So you're saying what will happen with the restrictions of Sefer Somer? All the chagim are going to be canceled except Purim and Yom Kippur. Yeah, he says ad yesh lomar. He says ad yesh lomar. It could be until that. Yeah, I hear, but of course. It's very, very typical for him. He says that regarding many mitzvot. He says that it's a deraisa. Sorry?
He means deraisa.
Yeah, I hear. I hear what you're saying. I hear. It could be that he wanted to just make a point. But I think Mashiach will have the koyach, as Reb Chaim says, to come out to the neder. And also, I think. Yeah. All I'm saying has nothing to do with Yom HaTzmaut. Yom HaTzmaut is a separate parsha, and that will be discussed some other time. But it's a different parsha, absolutely. So regarding a cappella, so Rav Avadia Yosef and many more say that since you don't have any instruments and with these songs, so it's okay. The simcha is from the kli negina, from the musical instruments, and because of that, it is okay. However, Rav Osner, again, is machmir regarding a cappella and music which is recorded, because he says that again, once you have this device, this instrument that produces produces noise, this is an instrument, a device that produces noise. This is already considered to be a kli negina, a kli that produces sound and music. So because of that, it will be a problem. The other person will say that no, because the recorder, what does it do? It records. It records what's in front of you. And since the Isra is only musical instruments, so if you record musical instruments, you hear musical instruments. But if you record a person just singing with his mouth and not with musical instruments, that will be okay. That will be okay, according to the majority of poskim. But again, many poskim are also machmir with a cappella, but the majority of poskim are makel with a cappella. Sorry? I think also live a cappella. I think so. Wait, Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos is okay. Because you're during Shabbos, and it's a mitzvah, and there's no avelus on Shabbos, so it's okay, Shabbos. But you'll see here, in where is this? In Source 27, so the Truas Hadeshen, lo haya omer Eliyahu HaNavi b'motzei Shabbatot b'me'a Sfira. They didn't sing Eliyahu HaNavi, I don't know what kind of tune they had, but they didn't sing that song on Motzei Shabbos. Because, yes, it probably was a big, big, cheerful and happy song. What happens with regarding music, which is quiet, calm music, that doesn't bring you to dance? So, Alicho Shlomo, Hashem Zal Noelbach, so he brings a very, very major kula. And you'll see in Source 27, he says, Hashem Zal Noelbach, Alicho Shlomo, Yesh limana berim ele mekol shira, hameoret lerikud vemachol. Since our source nowadays from song is, as we learned from the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah is saying you should not dance on Sefirah Seomer, so you have to avoid music and song that brings you to dancing. But if this is music and song that does not bring you to dance, so in that case it is okay. But if you have this kind of song that don't bring you to dance, so it is okay. So if you have nice quiet songs, or you're sitting together in a zitz, or you're now in a ceremony of Yom HaZikaron, and you're hearing all these kind of songs, and you start bursting into tears, and you cry, so this thing won't bring you now to start dancing in the middle of the ceremony. Of course not. It is okay. All kind of slow songs that don't necessarily bring you to dance is okay. So again, he holds that dancing is, I guess, more than hearing the music. So if you hear music which will not bring you to dance, and this by the way includes also instruments. You hear now slow music for the piano, whatever, and it doesn't bring you to dancing is okay. If you hear Shweki's Shema Yisrael on Yom HaShoah, it is definitely okay because it's a song that definitely won't bring you to dance. So in that case, it will be okay. Since it's because of dancing, so there are other kulos as well. He says, in the third paragraph in Source 27, he says, "Karatot sipurim leladim af mishulvim me'at shirim ein chashash b'shmiatam." Let's say you have these cassettes of stories for kids, and then you have some music sometimes. The purpose of these cassettes are not for the music that will bring you to dance. The purpose of these cassettes, of these CDs, of these stories, are just to hear the story. You're not supposed to now start dancing once you hear some kind of song. So because of that, you can hear these cassettes, even if it's a song that might be even more, might even be cheerful, because the purpose of this song is not to bring you to dancing. He was making also regarding, you'll see, Ken Shmiat, in the second paragraph, Ken Shmiat, Pekei Chazanut, Nigod Klasiot, Yesh Leatir, that you can hear Chazanos, or nice classical tunes, quiet tunes, that is okay, because it won't, again, it won't bring you to dance. And when he brings the true Sadesh, and I didn't sing Eliyahu Hanavi, Amos Shabbos, so he says, Efshar Shino Agim Yesharob, Nigun Shemorer Lirkud Vesimcha. It could be that their tune for Eliyahu Hanavi was a very cheerful tune that could have brought people to dance and to sing and start being extremely happy. So because of that, that might be a problem. In general, you'll see a very beautiful in source in the third paragraph in Hara 53. So he says, בכל מקום התעונן פעם על ריבוי השאולים בקוגונדה, בעוד שבהלכות חמורות שמכשול בהם מצוי רחמנה לצלן, נקטע זה כדוגמה הלכות ריבית או כיבוד אביהם, הם מדקדקים לשאול כל פרט ופרט. He was very upset that his students or people in the neighborhood in Shari Chesed used to come to him and ask him about, can I hear this music? Can I hear that music? What about this cassette? That cassette? And he said, I never get these shyness about kibud aviim. I never get these shyness about ribis, about all kind of choshemish questions. And he says, it's really chaval that this is what concerns people, this kind of music, this kind of music. Take the ikar, take the most important things, not these things which are not as important as other things. That is the approach of Shmuel Zalman Neubach, that his general concept is that when it's a quiet tune, doesn't bring you to dancing, in that case, it will be okay. Rav Eliashiv, in source 26, the collection called Ashrei Ha'ish, Ish is the initials Yosef Shalom Eliashiv. So it's a collection of his Piskei Halacha. He was extremely, extremely machmir about this. He was against also Chen Lishmua Kedet Shishira Lepeh, even a cappella music. He was also against hearing Chazanos. For some reason, I didn't bring this. For some reason, I just brought three dots and didn't write it down. His Isra about Chazanos. He also brings an example. Mishi Fsik Le'ashin Ve'amuzika. Sorry? Yeah? Well, it depends. Simcha is a fine, but to dance?
No.
Isser of Chazanis. Yeah, I hate Chazanis as well. Yeah, I mean, not Chazanim. But I don't like Chazanis. You're right, yeah. But he brings an example. Mishi Fsik Lashin. Hamuzika Margia Otomatsbenutu. There's a person who decided to quit smoking, which is a very, very good thing to do, to stop smoking. And because of that, he's agitated. And the music calms him down. Says Rabbi Yashiv, so machmir, he says, even if the purpose of the song is in order to keep you calm and avoid smoking, no. Take a pack of cigarettes. That we won't allow you to do one isser in order to avoid a different isser of smoking. So he was very, very machmir. It says, doesn't have anything to do with dancing or simcha, anything like that. Music in general is asur, nikudah. End of the story. You should not hear music at all. So let's just summarize what we've seen until here. So we've seen that there is no source for music on Sefiras HaOmer. It probably comes from the original source of not hearing music at all throughout the year. And we are machmir during the time of Sefiras HaOmer. Some say because of the Isra of dancing, so kal vachomer, we should not hear music. There is a machlokes regarding a cappellas. There's a machlokes regarding quiet music or music that will, generally won't bring you into happiness, that won't cause you to dance. So it'll be okay. And the Shmuel Neubach is very, very makel about this. I heard, I'm not sure this is true, but I heard that certain Rashi Yeshivas, major Rashi Yeshivas, of YU, so they say that, listen, all the sources that we have are only about dancing, and not about song, so they allow singing entirely, songs entirely. Again, I'm not mentioning the name, because I didn't hear from him directly, so I didn't want to bring his name, but that's what I heard. That is the levels of hearing music. I'll just conclude, because the time is already getting late, with a few more heterim, for the sake of Parnassa. So the Prima Gaudim already brings that during Ben HaMetzarim, Yisrael sheparnasato kli zemer etzel eino Yisrael b'bet ha-mishtaot, his parnasa is to sing for the non-Jews in their bars or in their restaurants, whatever. So he says, Yireh kedei parnasa shari v'day. He says, if your parnasa, for your livelihood, it will be okay. So because of that, I didn't bring you here, unfortunately. So know that there are many people who say that if it's teaching how to play an instrument, this is your parnasa, to teach kids how to play the accordion or the guitar or the piano. So it will be okay, because the purpose here is not for the simcha, the purpose here is for the parnasa. I did see a posik, I think it was Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that distinguished what level is the kid. If he's now an amateur, so he's not producing music, he's just producing a bunch of noise, so that thing will be okay. But if he's already a high level, a very skillful a piano player, and he does beautiful symphonies, and he's as beautiful, it's just a pleasure hearing him, that could be a problem. So he distinguishes between the level of the student. But some person can say, no, since this is parnasa, the major goal here is parnasa, so it will be okay. And final example regarding exercise. So this is the thing I found in Ratz Katzvi, Reb Tzvi Reisman, a businessman from Los Angeles. That's how he likes to call himself.
Is that why he's just like,
what? No. He writes about a lot of things. He is a tremendous chacham. Like, he has great books. So he brings your shoot Imre Eliyahu. I don't know who this Imre Eliyahu is. I tried to look in the Tzach Chochmah, I didn't know which Imre Eliyahu it's supposed to be. And the Imre Eliyahu says that Nashim Elu, again, for some reason it's all the time women. Men don't do anything. They don't play music, and they don't do exercise. So Nashim Elu oskot hen mitamlut, ve'kol ha'muzika bareka hi rak ketzev ve'tirgul tnuat hitamlut she'osim. The purpose of the music is not to be happy, but to bring you into rhythm. בכל זאת ישנה בזה הנאה מסוימת המעודדת קצת שמחה בלב, כאשר אין זה הוא ודאי רשות בעלמה, and of course there's no mitzvah whatsoever to do exercise, not true, but this is ודאי הדבר רשות, so because of that, even though that it's very important for the health of the body, it's not a mitzvah, so because of that, he feels that you cannot hear music for the sake of exercise. Ratz Katzvi, Ratzvi Reisman says, "Olam ha'dvarim tzrichim iyun, shekin ha'muzika v'shiuri ha'tamlut nu'ada lishipur ha'tamlut bilvad, ve'ein la'mitamlim kol hana'a me'etzem ha'muzika amadu ha'lesor zot." He says, "I don't understand the purpose of the music." And actually, I think he has a good point. The purpose of the music is to really bring you into the rhythm, not out. I'm not playing this in order to now hear beautiful music. I just want to hear this music that might bring me all kind of energy and koichos for my exercise. So he thinks it might be okay. I was asked a few years ago by a student of mine that his wife went to Zumba classes. Zumba? Yeah? Zumba classes during the days of Sfira. Zumba, whoever doesn't know what it is, so it's a form of exercise by dancing. That is the exercise. You go and you dance, whatever you dance there, the Zumba dance, and that is the exercise. You ask me, is that okay during that time of Sfira? What do you think? So you have there both music, and you have dancing, so maybe the purpose is, right, for the health, but you enjoy dancing, that's why you choose to do this particular exercise, and not that. I think it was a bit of a problem.
It's recorded music, probably.
What? So you add that? Wait. We had recorded music as a heter, never for Sfira Somer. We had it as a heter only for throughout the year. Nobody said that you have a heter for Sfira Somer. You had a heter of a cappella. You had a heter of maybe slow music or music that doesn't bring you to dancing. You don't have a heter for Sfira Somer if it's recorded. So I felt a bit bad about that, but. You guys know the material. I'm sure that you guys could make your own psak and make the right decision.